Finally, advice on new movies. The online magazine Slate offers a weekly digest of what critics are saying. Here with Slate's summary judgment is writer Mark Jordan Legan.
First up in wide release is the Disney action-adventure 8 Below. Inspired by a true story, a science expedition in Antarctica is forced to leave behind its loyal sled dogs after a sudden accident and a severe storm. Paul Walker and Bruce Greenwood lead the human cast.
What are we going to do about the dogs, Andy?
I'm sorry, Jerry. There's only so much we can carry. But I did speak to Mac Town. The winter team is ready to go. Katie can fly right back, bring the dogs out.
Oh, we're here in, I'll fly out with the dogs later.
No, that's out of the question. That could be stage 3 frostbite we're looking at here, and heaven knows what nerve damage has already been done.
Jerry, he's right. I'll come right back, I promise.
All right, people, let's get ready to pull out of here.
The nation's critics want to give this dog movie a good scratch behind the ears and some liver snaps, and the best reviews are for the canines. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution barks, as magnificent as the setting is, the dogs are more so. The Washington Post cheers, the 8 canine stars pull their weight literally and figuratively in this lively dog in jeopardy adventure, and USA Today calls 8 Below engrossing and engaging. Next up in limited release is the family drama Winter Passing. Zooey Deschanel stars as a young woman who tries to reconnect with her reclusive father, a famous eccentric novelist played by Ed Harris. Will Ferrell also stars.
Who are you?
Corbett.
Is my dad around?
Who's your dad?
Don Holden.
Got any ID?
ID?
Yeah, preferably passport or driver's license.
The critics are split on the movie itself, even though most praise the acting. It distinguishes itself thanks to assured performances that burn with quiet conviction, says LA Weekly. But Variety shrugs that Winter Passing appears content to present the situation without going for anything remotely close to the emotional jugular. And we close with the wide-release dramatic thriller Freedom Land. Based on the 1998 novel by Richard Price, Samuel L. Jackson stars as a cop who must get to the bottom of a violent crime that sets off racial tensions between two neighborhoods. Julianne Moore and Edie Falco also star.
We have had 6 homicides in these homes in the last 3 years. 3 of them children under 18 years of age. And not once did we ever have the police presence we got here tonight for 1 missing white child. Can you explain that to me?
The nation's critics really don't care for Freedom Land. Even though The Hollywood Reporter finds it a moving portrait of hurting souls with compelling performances, Variety moans that Freedom Land is disjointed and ultimately unsatisfying. And many agree with The New York Times, which snaps a lethally dull drama, an early candidate for worst film of the year. Whew, it's only February, and already a release has been called worst film of the year. You know what that means, don't you? Yep, 6 more weeks of winter. Oh, so cold.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.
I left my heart in San Francisco.